Ready to level up your day? Then join me and my friends at LoneStarCasino.com. That's L-O-N-E-S-T-A-R Casino, where you can experience the thrill of Las Vegas, no matter where you are. LoneStarCasino.com is an absolutely free-to-play social casino with thousands of games, daily bonuses, free spins, and jackpots that pop like fireworks. Hit pause on life and hit play on LoneStarCasino.com.
Lone Star Casino is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit LoneStarCasino.com for more details.
Sign up today for an incredible welcome bonus. Play bold. Win big.
The Florida governorship is one of the most important positions in all of American government, and right now the race there is a total crap show. We're going to be talking about how both Byron Donald's scandals with insider trading and fraud and his challenger James Fishback is now a Nick Fuentes supporter who groomed teenage girls. Also, stick around to the end, guys. We'll be talking about how President Trump just lowered murder rates more than any other president in U.S. history. As always, if you want to support this show, guys, please check out my sponsors in the description below. They're all worth checking out, all fantastic, and they help me continue my work, but more from them later. James Fishback, he is running against Trump's endorsed candidate, Byron Donalds, and honestly, this Republican primary is such a disappointing crap show. If you look right now, we're going from the greatest Republican governor in modern U.S. history, I believe, Ron DeSantis, to one of these guys. It's going to most likely be Byron Donalds, as I'll show you, but James Fishback is running as well, and he's horrible. Both of them are filled to the brim with scandals, with weaknesses, and somehow this is the best the Republican Party was able to offer. Let's start with James Fishback, because he's worse, and he's got some crazy stuff. He seems like a normal dude on the surface. If you look, his campaign announcement video is filled with some pretty good, normal, conservative stuff. Here is a piece of it.
I'm running for Florida governor so I can make life more affordable for you and your family. Easier to afford groceries, to buy a home, to raise a family, and when it's all said and done, to retire with dignity. I'll do that by stopping the H-1B scam so our workers, especially our college grads, can get jobs again. I'll tell Blackstone, Airbnb, and foreign investors that no, in Florida, you can't buy our homes because our homes are for families. And I'll stop the construction of any AI data center that threatens to raise our electricity bills or poison our water supply. And I'll completely and totally eliminate property taxes for every Florida resident. Because in America, you don't rent your home from the government. You own it, free and clear.
So all of that looks good and fine, but if you look just a little bit closer, James Fishback loves Nick Fuentes, who is not conservative at all. He is a horrible, horrible person. Here is him, James Fishback, admitting it.
And I'll tell you the truth. I found the audience of young men who follow and watch Nick Fuentes to be actually incredibly informed and insightful and very patriotic young men.
Me too.
I'll be completely honest. Yes. Now, that's very different than the audience watching Fresh and Fit. But I think something has to be said about the young men.
Some of them are based too, okay?
Just some of them are based.
On the feminist stuff. But
I love the
soundboard when Myron hits the sounds. No, it's not a dig on Myron, right? It's just what kind of audience, what kind of following do you have? And look, I'm going to be completely honest. I probably shouldn't say this, but I think Nick's following is actually really impressive.
Shortly after that interview, he released this video.
I want to clarify some comments that I made this week rather abruptly in a live interview about the young men in our country who watch and follow Nick Fuentes. I want to clarify and apologize for absolutely nothing.
And he's also retweeted Nick Fuentes, replied to him on X dozens of times, and I think that alone disqualifies you from being any Republican nominee, but especially the nominee for Florida governor. It's just that important because, again, why would you want someone who loves a Jew and black-hating, Stalin-loving commentator? It's not conservative. It has nothing to do with the Republican Party at all. But that is not the only thing that disqualifies him. It just gets worse for him. James Fishback is now being investigated for grooming a minor. This is according to NBC. They actually did some very, very good reporting on this. They say the following. They say earlier this year, the woman, this is the victim, Kana Fort, went to court asking for an order of protection against Fishback. She said he initiated a romantic relationship with her in the spring of 2022 and directed her to keep it a secret when she said he was 27 and she was 17 and working for his group Incubate Debate. Fishback founded the organization in 2019, partnering with school districts in Florida to build debate programs for middle and high school students. Fort said in court records that they lived together and were briefly engaged after she turned 18. During that time, Fishback lost his temper, threw things at her on multiple occasions, according to the court filings, which were first reported by Florida Politics. Now, pause for a second, guys. On this show, We take these allegations very seriously. Both on, again, because you have to protect both. Both from the victim. I don't disregard the victim, but at the same time, the person who is being accused of something. We take this seriously. Everyone is innocent until proven guilty. Without evidence, we cannot say he did it. And I'm not going to say that. However, with all of that, there is some evidence and witnesses along with the allegations. It's not just allegations. NBC reports this. In September 2022, Abney Moore emailed four Broward County School District officials alleging that Fishback had an inappropriate relationship with Fort. Her daughter, Demi, was a student in Okaloosa County in the northern part of the state and held a leadership role in Fishback's organization. Quote, James Fishback has been having an inappropriate relationship with a minor who is in a leadership role for Incubate Debate, Moore wrote at the time from an anonymous email address. Moore confirmed to NBC News that she was the author of the email and that she was referring to Fort. In an interview with NBC News, Demi Moore said she remembered one trip in 2022 when program participants went to a Fishback family home in Winter Haven. Quote, again, this is the time when she was 17. This isn't 3 years later. This is at the time. Quote, I was uncomfortable witnessing their interactions throughout the entire trip, she said, speaking publicly about the allegations for the first time. They acted more like a couple than student and mentor, and I have become convinced that something was going on. So Fishback kept the allegations from his company's board, by the way. He did not come out. He could have come out right then and said, look, I got these allegations. They're not true. I'll, you know, if you want me to show you the evidence, I'll show you the evidence, but they're not true. When you lie to someone, it tends to show that you're not innocent. Let's just be honest about that. When you're innocent, you just come out, you tell people. When you're trying to keep it from someone, you're usually guilty. And as we just showed, there are several witnesses of the grooming that came forward while the victim was 17 and 18. Not 3 years later. I don't like that personally. I know that there can be trauma, difficulty coming forward with things like that. But when you come forward 3, 5, 10 years later, the story is hard to believe, especially when someone's running for office. It's like you waited until he was going to be in a position of power. I can understand how sometimes that may push you to want to come forward and say something. But at the same time, it looks like someone may have paid you to say a lie so that they would lose an election. This is not that. They came forward. These emails are from the time when the victim was 17. And the good news with all of this is the Trump admin doesn't like Fishback either. And Fishback tried to get an endorsement from them, and he didn't. Here is a tweet that came out from one of Trump's top advisors just this week, or rather, excuse me, this was from last month, actually. This is from Alex Brewowitz. He said, James Fishback, the clown who just announced he's running for governor against Trump-endorsed Byron Donalds, is nothing short of a shameless con artist and pathological liar. Just months ago, he begged and begged me to secure him a position in the Trump administration. I briefly entertained the idea of mentioning it to the president until I realized that everything he says is a lie. He brazenly claimed to be a DOGE advisor, a complete fabrication. He also boasted of committing $1 million to a super PAC supporting Trump, yet not a single dollar ever materialized. And just before that, he pitched me on investing in his doomed fund, wildly projecting it would balloon to over $10 billion in assets under management within 5 years. The fund already appears to be collapsing. Fortunately, I saw through the smoke and mirrors and kept my wallet shut. So this guy who just announced a month ago that he was going to be running for Florida governor, right before that, wanted to be in the Trump administration. Fortunately, they turned him down, but it's just very clear he's just trying to whittle his way into anything he can get because of his horrible, horrible past. This guy has always been shady. Before we get back to the show, guys, I want to put you onto something for your home, your car, your travel bag, Noxiderm. Today's bacteria are tougher and more dangerous, and every cut, scrape, or burn carries a risk of infection. That's why I use Noxiderm, a premium, fast-acting first aid antiseptic foam that helps protect minor wounds from infection. I've got actually mine right here. I use it whenever I've got something. My family uses it. Noxiderm is also formulated with nitric oxide, which is your nature's miracle molecule to support healthier looking skin and reduce the appearance of scars. As someone who has type 1 diabetes myself, wounds can take a little bit longer to heal than they did before. It's a recent diagnosis for me, and so I'm starting to deal with it. And luckily, Noxiderm is a powerful investment in myself and in my family's future protection. For an exclusive listener offer, guys, visit shop.noxiderm.com/Josh Carr. Enter the promo code in the show notes. It's on the screen right now as well. Don't hesitate. Take care of yourself and your loved ones. This message is sponsored by Noxyderm. Noxyderm does not endorse the views expressed in this program. It's for minor cuts, scrapes, and burns only, not for serious wounds. A brief sting on first uses is normal. Noxyderm helps reduce bacteria on the skin surface and supports healthier looking skin. It is not as a substitute for professional medical care. So fortunately, Fishback is not going to win this thing. The polls right now show that Byron Donalds has 38% of support, Jay Collins has 9%, and Fishback has 2%. Here are some more polls that just came out. This is according to Race to 270. From Victory Insights, you can see Donalds has 45% and Fishback has 1%. St. Pete polls show Donalds has 39%. Fishback was not even on there. Like, people didn't even know who the heck he was. So he's not going to win this thing. If you look at Polymarket, which of course is the betting markets, Byron Donalds has an 86% chance of winning this thing. He has Trump's endorsement. So this makes sense, right? You could see James Fishback is in second place, but only with 7% chance of winning. And that would be great news, all of that, if Byron Donalds was a super solid alternative. But now we got to talk about him for a second, because he's just not. Byron Donalds, he's not groomed anyone. He hasn't supported Nick Fuentes, so he's way better than Fishback in every single way. I want to make that very clear. But he's got some serious issues as well. This is a report from Quiver Quantitative, and this has been widely reported. They say Representative Byron Donalds sold Pfizer stock on September 4th. Pfizer is a financial services company. Donalds sits on the House Financial Services Committee, and that stock has now fallen 52% since his sale. You can see the graph on the right. This is just one of many instances of insider trading. And it's very clear that it's happening. He obviously knew something. It tanked. I haven't looked into this specific case because, as I said, this is not a one-time deal. According to Campaign Legal, they said, quote, he and his spouse executed 108 stock trades worth up to $1.6 million between 2022 and 2023, but failed to file required periodic transaction reports within 45 days of any of them as mandated for trades over $1,000. So Byron Donalds is a huge inside trader. And this is well documented at this point. Of course, most people are. He's in Congress. I'm not saying this is something unique, but it sucks. You know, there's also allegations right now, that we all remember, we're all seeing right now the Somali fraud in Minnesota. There are allegations right now that he's done something similar in Florida. Essentially, the allegations are that he and his wife opened up charter schools and got a $25 million grant for that. But there's some mixed reporting as to whether those schools even opened or the ones that did open, if they even have students in them. So it's kind of identical to the fraud going on in Minnesota. And because of that, this guy scares me too. I just don't like either of them. And here's the thing, guys. I've met Byron Donalds. I don't know him personally, but I've had the opportunity to meet him. I've been to speaking events with him. This is not a guy who I want to come after. I think he's a nice dude. I think he knows how to attack the left and that he's great at that. And that's awesome. But candidly, to go from Ron DeSantis to Byron Donalds is a huge letdown. And I don't live in Florida and I probably never will. You know, it's just a little too expensive. But I love Florida. I think it's an amazing place to visit. I've got a lot of people that I know who live there. And I feel sad that Ron DeSantis and all of the amazing things he's done could be tarnished by someone like Byron Donalds. The only reason I can think that Casey DeSantis didn't run against him is because Ron is gearing up to go to the executive branch federally. As I've spoken about before, I hope he's not planning on running for president in 2028. And not because I don't want him to be president. I do want him to be president. But this train that we're on with J.D. Vance being the Republican nominee, I just don't know how it's going to stop. You know, I would much prefer Ron DeSantis to J.D. Vance, like much prefer. But if you look at the polling right now, I don't see a path. Like, the polling looks better for J.D. Vance versus Ron DeSantis than it did Donald Trump versus Ron DeSantis this time in, I think, 2023. I mean, that's how bad it looks. I think, you know, my hope is that he's our next Secretary of State or even Secretary of Defense. He's very qualified for it. And then after that, after J.D. Vance, he runs for president. Obviously, he can't do that and have his wife be governor of Florida at the same time. So that's the only reason why I can think that she didn't run. In other news, guys, Trump just created the single largest decline in murder rates year over year in American history. Here are the numbers. I don't want to bury the lead here. You could see right now, this is the percentage change in select types of crime from 2024, Biden, to 2025, Trump. The top decline is in motor vehicle theft, down 23.2%. This is according to Axios. That is so much. That is unbelievable. You know, I think if we saw a decrease in 3%, we would have been hyped. 23% is unbelievable. Murder, down 19.8%. Robbery, 18.3%. Burglary, 14.8%. Property crime, 12.3%. Violent crime, 10.2%. Theft, 8.9%. 8.7%. Aggravated assault, 7.5%. Wow. Those are huge numbers. This is historic. And I've said it a million times, guys. The only thing that voters care about, when it really comes down to it, economy, crime. Do my groceries cost a lot, and will I get stabbed? That's what it comes down to. That's what we care about. And Trump is fixing that second one. I hope he does better on that first one. I think he probably will. I think year two is going to look better than year one because he's still fixing what Biden did. But he is immediately turn the second one around. And he's doing it in a very simple way. And it's something that Democrats will never understand. He cares. He cares about crime. That's it. It's nothing fancy. Here was him 4 months ago talking about it with the press.
The number of car thefts has doubled over the past 5 years, and the number of carjackings has more than tripled. Murders in 2023 reached the highest rate probably ever. They say 25 years, but they don't know what that means because it just goes back 25 years. Can't be worse. Our capital city has been overtaken by violent gangs and bloodthirsty criminals, roving mobs of wild youth, drugged out maniacs and homeless people. And we're not going to let it happen anymore. We're not going to take it. These are different cities throughout the world. Red is, okay, the red is a place called Washington, D.C. Look at these. Baghdad is, we doubled up on Baghdad. Panama City, Brasilia, San Jose, Costa Rica, Bogota, Colombia, heavy drugs. Mexico City, I mentioned, Lima, Peru, all double and triple what they are. So do you want to live in places like that?
He didn't get fancy with it. All he did was point out that we are worse than freaking Baghdad in crime rates. And that tells me everything I need to know about Trump. He is disgusted like we are disgusted. He sees Washington, D.C., and he hates it because you can go to Panama City or Baghdad or Brasilia and the chances of you being stabbed is lower. That's ridiculous. And so he did something about it. He didn't reduce crime in small towns in Texas or Nevada. He deployed the National Guard to Democrat-run cities that have all the crime. And look at that. It went down by 20%. It was that easy. He didn't worry, oh yeah, that judge is going to try to put it down. Oh, they're going to say it's an invasion. He didn't care. It was noise to him. He just said, I know crime is at the top of people's list. I know it sucks. I'm going to do something about it. The rest is noise. ABC, of all places, reported that cities were most affected, to the point I just made. Washington, D.C. had the greatest drop in homicides, 31%. 31%. Chicago down 30%. New York City down 21%. San Francisco down 20%. Philadelphia down 16%. New Orleans 16. Do you remember where he sent the National Guard? Washington, D.C., Chicago. All of those places that saw massive homicide drops were because of him. Mass shootings, by the way, also down by 22% nationally. And look at that. We didn't pass any new gun laws this year. We just gave our law enforcement more resources. ABC interviewed a national crime analyst. They said this. They said, quote, you've got places like Detroit, Philadelphia, and Baltimore that are on track to have the fewest murders since the 1960s. New Orleans, in spite of the terrorist attack on January 1st, is on pace to have the fewest murders since 1970. San Francisco is on track to see the fewest numbers of murders since 1940. That is all the places Trump sent the National Guard. As it turns out, more law enforcement equals less crime. Who would have thought? It is tax season, guys. I know it sucks, but I wanted to let you in on a secret. Quick Tax America is only doing federal returns for 76 dollars. That's right, $76. They do all the work for you. No matter how complicated your federal tax return is, they will take it, they will do all the work, and it is only going to be $76. You don't have to spend 4 hours anymore on you-know-whose website. I'm not going to say who, but big woke company. You don't have to spend 4 hours there. And then at the end, when you know you've already done all the work, then they tell you it's a few $100 for you to file your taxes. They do it all for $76. Go check them out at quicktaxamerica.com right now, or when you get those tax documents.
Happy birthday, America. It's time to celebrate and play your favorite Las Vegas casino games by American-owned SpinQuest.com. What's better than fireworks and American pie? Hitting a blackjack in the palm of your hand, and you won't lose your fingers. Over 1,000 games, including slots and live dealers. And $30 coin packs are on sale for $10. SpinQuest.com. Buy American players for American players.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.